Talk Live. You can take control whatever about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program, and you'll be able to do that. Want to, instead of going to something from the news, talk about something that's not going to appear anywhere in the news.
It's an FTL exclusive.
That's right. Today was my pretrial hearing date for the charges that I'm facing, or partially was facing, for holding a video camera, operating a video camera, in a public town hall building in a place called Palmer, Massachusetts. Relatively small town, I guess medium small town in Massachusetts, where Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org and I had gone back in 2011 to help defend, and Mark, you were there as well as JJ and some other activists from up here. A bunch of kind of a New Hampshire crew went down to help support Jay Noon, who's a listener of Free Talk Live and just a good friend who, you know, loves freedom and just unfortunately is not in New Hampshire yet. But his house was being threatened by the government aggressors because he had never paid property tax on it, and they were going to evict him from his own home.
I'd like to point out, and I think that this is an important part of the story when talking about Jay Noon, is Jay Noon doesn't pay property taxes for philosophical reasons. He believes that he owns his property. The government does not own his property. So therefore, he should not have to pay some kind of annual rent to them. However, he is not a net drain on his community. If you'll, you know, he is a volunteer firefighter in his community. And he always turned down the stipend paychecks. Those paychecks more than covered anything, any portion of his property taxes that he actually used. So he was a net asset to Palmer, Massachusetts. It's really just about paperwork.
And it's about obedience is what it's about.
Yeah, I think and to some extent, that's true.
So anyway, we went down to defend his house, and we were successful at preventing them from taking his house from him on that day. They did end up taking it from him several months later, and then they did a tax sale this year in October. So I returned to Palmer, Massachusetts, this time with a couple different activists from here in Keene, and did basically the same thing as last time, went into attempted to go into the tax sale that they had, went to the showing of the house, because, you know, they show it to potential buyers who then go to the tax sale and then place bids on the home. And then, you know, it's an auction, and so whoever the highest bidder is, they, you know, win the house. They then cut a check to the city. The city then puts that towards the back taxes that they claim are owed on the property, and they relinquish the property to the new owner. And that all went down, but we never actually ended up making it into the tax sale in Palmer in 2012, this year. We were there in the tax sale in 2011. We just so happened to be at the town hall when they were having a tax sale. We went in, brought our video cameras in, asked the audience some questions, and reminded them that they were going to be bidding on stolen property that day. And then in 2012, we wanted
to do...
They
didn't seem particularly moved by that information, right?
Like, no.
Nobody's like, and gets up and walks out, right?
No. I mean, they're... Maybe they all knew what they were there to do.
I suspect they did.
And so we went there with these same intentions to go and witness this tax sale and remind the people that were buying there that they were going to be purchasing stolen property. Because that's what it is. When you take something that's not yours without someone else's permission, that's stealing. And if you do it and you call it a tax sale, it doesn't stop it from being selling something that you stole. Because that's exactly what tax sales tend to be. I guess every now and then they'll take a property from someone that has died and has no relatives. Every now and then the city will, you know, will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that doesn't qualify. Maybe that doesn't qualify. You know, if you don't have any relatives left and you haven't left it, you know, bequeathed your property to somebody else, state comes in and takes it. I don't know if I would qualify that as stealing, but pretty much every other instance of a tax sale.
Seems to be the it should be sold and the revenue should be given to charity. That's what it sounds like to me.
You mean as far as the person who has died?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Mark. So that's why we were there in October, and I was arrested walking into the town hall building, which I'd been in before, with a video camera. Was arrested in the same building, in the same hallway I'd been in before, with a video camera, for having a video camera. And they charged me with disorderly conduct, two charges, one a misdemeanor count, the other a town ordinance count. misdemeanor count face means I was facing up to a $150 fine. Had it been my second misdemeanor, I would be facing up to a year in jail. There's no jail time attached to your first misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge in Massachusetts. And then the town ordinance, which is generally considered a less serious charge, actually holds up to a $300 fine. So the immediate thing that happened on that day was I didn't want to go back to Massachusetts. I really didn't want to get arrested in Massachusetts, but at the same time, I also didn't want to back down when being threatened by a man in uniform telling me I can't record video in what I thought was a public place.
Right. I mean, you're a member of the press. Not that that should matter.
Yeah.
Anybody should be able to, you know, do video recording in a public place of public officials doing a public meeting.
Well, the problem is I'm a member of the press who asks tough questions. I'm not a member of the sycophant press that just, you know, fillets the state and does their bidding for them. So that's the issue. That's really what the issue is here. I mean, had I been a credentialed member of the mainstream media, I probably would have had no problem on that particular
day. I mean, how much more could... You're on a radio station.
But I'm not mainstream in that I don't, you know, do as I'm told. I don't stop filming when I'm told to stop filming.
You're
not
an employee of...
I don't toe the state's line.
That doesn't make you credentialed and a member of the mainstream media.
You know what I mean. If you're in the mainstream media, you don't question the mainstream. You don't question the state and the things that they do.
I know
that's what this is about, and I'll prove it.
Reporters tend to be petrified of losing their jobs, and they know that if they screw with the local town officials that they won't get any stories, so therefore they don't mess with them. But that doesn't make you any less mainstream.
So they set me for a pretrial date. I filed some motions. And by the way, if you haven't seen any of the video from the Palmer situation, you can over at freekeen.com. Just type in Palmer and then scroll down. You'll see the videos. So they set me a pretrial date. I filed some motions. One of the motions was to skip the pretrial hearing because I know it's just BS. I know that when
you
go to...
have to drive down there for, right?
Right. It's an hour and a half drive from Keene to Palmer. And, you know, that's a lot of my time. I'd rather be making, you know, doing work in the morning, but instead I'm driving to Massachusetts for what is essentially a BS hearing. Pretrial conferences typically are where they attempt to ply you with another plea deal.
Sure.
So I had initially...
They could call you for that.
They could. I had initially... But they want to waste your time.
No, absolutely. Right. They want you that much more committed. Yeah. I mean, if the judge and the prosecutor actually had to come up someplace, I mean, you're the accused. Why should you have to travel? Why wouldn't the judge and the prosecutor have to? I mean, if they have to prove you guilty, they should at least have to come to where you are.
Oh, that'd be guilty. Now that would be service.
Yeah.
But no, that judge is not going to leave her throne. And so the previous time when I was arrested initially in October, I had done something unusual, because I generally don't agree with taking the plea deal. But then again, I'm not a Massachusetts activist. I'm not looking to change the system in Massachusetts. I'm not looking to make a stand there. I did make a stand there, but I wasn't really intending to, and so I'd have been all right. I told them, look, I'd be willing to plead guilty or, you know, responsible or whatever if it, you know, they said it would be a $50 fine. That's what they offered me. It was, oh, you can plead guilty and a $50 fine. I said, I'd be willing to do that if you'd accept the $50 to charity. And the judge refused that.
Yeah. God knows they wouldn't want to give any of this money to starving children or families that are out in the street. The last thing they would want to do is that. This lady has to, you know, buy a better chair to sit on or something.
I feel like the only reason they do that is because they don't want to give in to your ways or whatever.
Sure, sure. No, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
She doesn't know what the money goes to.
Right, and generally they don't want to say that out loud in court, is that they'll accept a fine payment to charity because it'll give people ideas. What? I don't have to pay this money to
the
court?
But this wasn't out loud necessarily, was it?
No, this was out loud. I had made the offer to the prosecutor, and she said, well, we'll see what the judge thinks. And so then I made it in court out loud. So that brings us to today, where a crew of activists went down to Palmer, probably the biggest crew thus far. There was maybe five of us that went down back in 2011. Three of us went down in October. Today, eight or nine people from the Keene area showed up. There were about four people from Massachusetts that showed up. So we had well over a dozen folks who love freedom who had come out to support me, and I really appreciate that, at this basically pretrial hearing. I mean, it's a throwaway pretrial conference. There's not really, I didn't really expect anything to happen except at the front door when I knew there would be an issue with a camera, but I didn't expect it to be like this. I'll tell you more about it here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Aww,
believe me, I've tried.
Okay. Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Boy, do we have a lot of them, and they're all free. One of those features is our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, If you would like to get access to our live streams and do it quickly, you can just go straight to m.freetalklive.com. It's a total stripped down version of our. It doesn't even have any of the regular website features. It's just a straight up boom. Here's the streams. Here's the software you need to listen to the streams. Because that's one of the most important things you can do with one of those smartphones is listen to live streaming audio from freetalklive.com. So go to m.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, meaning three different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. So once again, head over to m.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. How do I know this? Well, I'm here, and Mark and Julia, you guys are here too. We're all here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've come together with over 1,100 people who are here now as we are for the Free State Project to achieve more freedom by being activists. But there's over 13,000 that are pledged to come here. We're going to reach 20,000 at some point, so we're now over two-thirds of the way there to our goal of 20,000. But today was one of those days, and I'm reminded quite often, but today was one of the many days when I'm reminded about how great it is to be part of this movement, how amazing some of these people are. So let me continue with my story here, but go to freestateproject.org. You'll get an idea for why here in a moment. Freestateproject.org, there's a lot happening, everything from politics to outreach to civil disobedience. Although the outreach didn't really happen today because they were confiscating flyers at the front gate of the Palmer District Court. Sorry, I'm a little loopy right now. I apologize if I come off that way. I kind of had to wake up early this morning to go to court, like 6:30 in the morning, and I didn't have a good night of sleep prior to that.
So they wouldn't let you have flyers in the courtroom.
Well, when they were going through my bag, which has more than flyers in it, I have a backpack where, you know, it's one of those laptop bags with all kinds of pockets, and I've got, you know, video camera in there, accessories, batteries, you know, audio recording device, the laptop, and then several flyers like "Don't take a plea deal" flyers. And normally I'll go into a courtroom. Anytime I'm at a courtroom, I'll hand out these "Don't take a plea deal" flyers to people that are waiting. And of course, there were plenty of innocent people waiting there who'd never harmed anybody else, as you typically find at your average district court arraignment date. And the man that was searching through the bag pulled out the flyers and just kind of stared at them. He was trying to really assess what it was that he had in his hand. He held them out to one of the other officers, because there was a swarm of security officers that had come to the front door.
They knew you guys were coming. They were ready.
I don't know if they knew what they were in for. But anyway, the swarm, you know, he held out one of the flyers, the "Don't take the plea deal" flyer, to show one of the other officers. And he didn't specifically say you can't have these, and at that point I just needed to get into the courtroom. So I managed to successfully negotiate to not have to take my bag out of the courthouse, and said, "Look, why don't I just leave the bag with you, because they don't want to let any recording devices in this courthouse. Why don't I just leave the bag with you, and then once the judge lets it in, then you can just let me have it and I'll take it into the courtroom." So it took me a while to negotiate this with him, because at the same time there was all this conflict going on beside me. Let me rewind a little bit. We show up at Palmer District Court this morning, about a dozen activists, most of them from the Keene area here in New Hampshire, and several of them toting video cameras. Because, you know, we're activists, and
this
we're
is
of
a
the
public place.
Right. We're of the mindset that we should be able to record things.
Even if you can't record in the courtroom, which I guess there's some precedent for not being able to record in a courtroom unless the judge says it's okay, and generally in federal cases they don't, you should be able to record in the ante rooms, shouldn't you?
You would think, but a lot of cases it's more difficult to record in the court lobby than it is in the courtroom itself. I had put in a notice to record, by the way, a month prior. I sent it in to both the prosecutor and the courthouse, so it's not like they didn't know I was going to show up with a video camera. What they didn't know was that there was going to be three or four different video cameras there. But either way, as soon as the first person walks in with a video camera, the court security flips out. There's they like radio over their two ways to the rest of the security. One of the guys is booking it down the hall as fast as he possibly can.
You'd have thought it was a bomb.
It was crazy. So another cop rolls up out front in his cruiser of minutes later and, you know, like quickly exits his vehicle to come and assist his brothers in blue from
somebody who might take their picture.
Right.
Well, I think that this points out
steal their soul
how used to this they are in Keene. Like, they're pretty every cop and every court worker in Keene knows how to handle you guys. And so when you travel, they don't know what to do because they're not used to it.
And we got a similar response, although not as drastic in Greenfield, Massachusetts, a couple of years ago. But in Greenfield, we were able to get cameras into the courtroom without much issue. Like, they would hold the camera at the door, and then the judge would allow it, go and get the camera, bring it in. It took a few extra minutes, but that's what they want, because they don't want any cameras without permission in their building. So they're freaking out. They're yelling at the activists to get out. You know, you can't have cameras in here. Back out. They're grabbing at people's cameras. They almost, you know, they assault James Cleveland as they grab his camera, and he manages to wrest his camera away from their grip as he backs out the door. They follow him out there.
They take it on the pavement. You can't have a camera out here.
They
either.
Did end up making a statement, apparently, something like that.
No cameras out there. On the sidewalk in front of the courthouse.
I wasn't out there for that portion of it because I had already gone inside at that point, and again, I had to focus on getting into the courtroom so I didn't get a failure to appear. So I wasn't privy to all of the ridiculousness that went on outside. I could only kind of see it transpiring. Mm-hmm. But they were definitely after James, and he's one of the hosts of Shire TV, by the way. You can see that show at freekeen.com. But they were definitely after him, and he wasn't turning his camera off. He just kind of was, you know, doing a Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, slowly backing away from the scene. Thankfully, no one was arrested, but it sure did seem like they were close to doing it. There was one man who came out and yelled at Cecilia from ladiesinkeen.com because she was, you know, asking some tough root-striking questions, and the woman that she was asking them of actually plugs her ears at one point.
No.
Exactly like a six-year-old child might do.
That's funny.
And I'm watching this happen, and all I could really say to this was, is that lady really plugging her ears? She must have been 58, 60 years old. I mean, just the behavior of these people was absolutely outrageous. And, of course, there is going to be video. Inevitably, it'll be posted at freekeen.com. Multiple activists with multiple camera angles. Eventually, you know, all of the cameras were taken out. Nobody ever made it through the checkpoint with a camera. They, you know, did a successful job.
So they didn't let you record your hearing either?
Eventually, I was not allowed to record the hearing. That's correct. Even though while I was in front of the judge, I pointed out to the judge, hey, look, here's the notice I filed. You did get it, didn't you? And they looked through their paper. Oh, we don't have that notice. Where is that? Well, wait, did you get my notices? Yes, I sent motions. Did you get my motions? Yeah, we got your motions. Well, I sent the notice with this in the same envelope. And they're like, oh, yeah, here it is. I'll have to look at it. I'll let you know for next time. 855-450-FREE. So they proceeded with the hearing without allowing me to bring my camera in to record what is ostensibly a public hearing. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. And there is more to the story. It gets even more ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Ha ha! Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. And like the rest of our website, it's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI is what?
It's a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go to our website, freetalklive.com, and check out the banner on the right-hand side of the page. There are, you know, a stack of them, and SACL CAI is at the very top. They've been there for a very long time because, well, they're one of our primary sponsors. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, his dad, Mike, they're big supporters of Liberty, and they decided early on that Free Talk Live was a good organization to support because, well, we bring the ideas of Liberty to the average individual. If you like the ideas of Liberty and you've got a business, SACL CAI can handle your accounts receivable and do a fine job with it. So it's SACL CAI, and see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Indeed. So I'm recounting what happened this morning, the action that transpired at Palmer District Court in Massachusetts as about a dozen activists, people that love Liberty, showed up, about four folks from the Massachusetts area, and the rest of them all from Keene showed up, and including one of the celebrities from Puke in the Gang, as a matter of fact, Andrew came out to see this.
Oh, really?
Yep, yeah. He was working in the area, so he was able to come over. And It was great. I mean, it was great from the aspect that, wow, what a great crew of liberty-loving folks that we have here in New Hampshire. And how exciting is it that more people who love freedom and who are willing to actually stand up for their rights are going to come here? Because these people stood up totally today. They were filming as they walked into a courthouse where there were signs up saying, you know, no cell phones. I don't know if it said no cameras. I think it did, though. Yeah, no cameras. And they went in anyway, and they had a very interesting clash with the court security, where the court security acted in very childish manner. They were
being really
outrageous.
Well, now, I mean, it's traditional that judges decide who films in a courtroom and who doesn't.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the day and age where somebody's sitting on, you know, some kind of boom behind an 8mm camera cranking that thing and causing that big of a deal. Yeah, I can see how a camera on a tripod can be a little disconcerting.
Right.
But
no one had tripods today except for me.
You can't tell me that you couldn't set a camera up on, like, the rail or the bench or in your lap or hold it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I'm sitting where I'm sitting and I'm holding up a cell phone camera.
We've seen people do it. In Keene District Court, we've seen multiple cameramen sitting in their chairs and just filming the proceedings. It hasn't been a problem.
And I guess there are some things in a courtroom that shouldn't be filmed, like maybe undercover police officers or the jury's face or something like that. Although I don't see why, when you can get the jury coming out of the courtroom anyway.
The courthouse, yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, why in the world would we not want jurors' faces shown on TV? But whatever. I just, what is going on in these places that they don't want video recording going on?
They're so afraid of any level of accountability. One of the challenges that activists had today was getting the names of these bureaucrats. Again, there was probably half a dozen court security agents and police that zeroed in on the activists today.
They don't wear name tags?
Many of them did not have name tags and refused to identify themselves when asked. So that was one of the big challenges, and it's one of those points. You know, James Cleveland was pointing out.
I really got to ask myself, as an American citizen, I would just think that you wouldn't have any obligation to even respond to a police officer that didn't have a name tag on. Excuse me, officer, are you not in uniform? Why do you not have your name tag on? You're not an officer of the law, but you're not accountable for what you're doing.
Apparently, it's good enough for them to tell you their badge number, Mark.
Is the badge number? They just tell you a number?
Well, I don't know if they were even being that cooperative. Later on, they tried to give out a badge number. One of them tried to give out a badge number as though that was his name, which is that's how they treated me in Palmer, one of the officers that was observing the activists. I caught him shooting video from down the street, and
I as a citizen shouldn't have to rely on some on my employees, and that's the idea behind the government bureaucrats, to tell the truth. I mean, they're supposed to be given a badge as the symbol of the trust that the public has placed in them, and if they don't have enough decency to wear the thing, that I don't have to. I don't see any reason why anybody should have to obey anyone who doesn't have a badge on.
Can you imagine?
That's what it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be the thing that has is imbued with the power of the people or something.
Well, and if you went into Dunkin' Donuts and you had a really bad experience with an employee who was not wearing a name tag and refused to identify themselves, it would be as simple as calling the manager over and saying, "This employee just called me a jerk, and I want to know what their name is because I want to write a complaint to corporate," whatever.
Sure.
But if you were to bring these videos to the police chief and say, "Look at all of these officers refusing to even give me their name. Will you confirm that these are indeed officers for your police force?" They probably wouldn't even talk to you.
He might say, "Yeah, those are my officers," but they might run interference. Like in this case, you call the manager over and the manager runs interference for his employees.
Right. Well,
what's going on here?
And the employee would get fired if they, you know, at first they would probably get a write-up, right? There would be a series of disciplines that would result in eventual firing if you were that disrespectful to your customers and you refused to wear the part of the uniform.
But government's the reverse. Here, they're going to get an extra star for their uniform for doing a good job. Good job, buddy. You kept those activists at bay from finding out your name.
Good job not giving them your name and not allowing members of the public to film at a public building while you're a public servant doing public, on the public's time, getting paid public dollars.
That about sums it up. That about sums up the day, at least far as the filming aspect is concerned. And as I said, there's video footage. It's going to be posted. Be patient. FreeKeene.com. I did post kind of a summary of the first half, what we've already covered, but I didn't have a chance to post the rest of it, and I will later. So let me go through the update on the case. because I haven't even gotten to what happened really in the courtroom quite yet. First off, the ACLU has decided to take the case.
Oh, they did. Excellent.
Which is great.
What do they call themselves in Massachusetts?
CLUM, the Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
I see.
So this is the same organization that, by the way, took the Glick case. So these are the guys. It wasn't Glick that did his own case. It was the ACLU that did his case.
So these bureaucrats are going to get creamed then. They've got real lawyers that are really going to show them what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what they did. I mean, this is just how mouth-breathing, window-licking stupid these bureaucrats are. That within 6 months of the Glick decision, which was not a decision that allowed individuals to film government bureaucrats, public officials on the public time doing the public business.
Pretty sure it was.
No, wait. No, it wasn't. It was a decision that reaffirmed a 10-year previous decision that made sure that they understood that. That's why they made the large cash ruling.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to do? What is the second? Is it the second or first?
Freedom of speech?
No, the circuit court. I think it's the first circuit court. What is the first circuit court now going to do with these bureaucrats in Palmer that have now violated the Glick decision within 6 months?
Yeah.
They're going to cream them.
So, here's what happened. I go into court, and of course, court's packed. And of course, no court starts on time. We were supposed to be there at 9 a.m. I was there a few minutes before. I got into the courthouse a few minutes before 9. Doors locked. People are lined up in the hallways, sitting in all the, waiting benches to get in. Judge doesn't saunter in and unlock the door until about 9:30. So about a half an hour later, people just sitting out there waiting to find out what their fate is from being charged with, a variety of non-crimes involving no victim, which is, again, how most arraignments go. Check it out for yourself. I mean, don't just take my word for it. Take a Monday morning off, if you can, and go into your local courthouse and sit in and watch an arraignment. And count. Look at the docket before you go in there and go down the list and see how many of those people are actually there for a real crime with an actual complaining party, an actual victim. I bet you it won't be more than 10%.
Yeah, you're being really rather conservative.
I am, yeah. So go in there. They finally open the door up. But before I go into the courtroom, I go to the clerk's office. Because I want to make sure they receive my motions and notices and such, and that the ACLU attorney was supposed to fax his appearance that morning. Like, it was real short notice on the ACLU coming on board. I got the notice on Sunday night. He was supposed to fax his appearance into the court. So I wanted to make sure that fax had come in and, make sure everything, all the paperwork was in order, so to speak. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue the story here in a moment. You can bring up whatever you want.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
itself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, still free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And those features do include a lot of different things. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you our website for free, then please support the show through the Free Talk Live AMP program. Mark, how would you describe AMP?
The AMP program is, it's our little mouseketeer club where you can join up and get some perks, including the AMP-only call-in line or the AMP-only podcast that's commercial-free and, a few other things that we toss in. But really, it's about people who like the ideas of liberty and believe that Free Talk Live does a good job of bringing those ideas to the average individual listening to the radio. That's the AMP program. And, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up. I recommend it.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for us. So thank you in advance, and thank you if you've already amped over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're discussing what happened today in Palmer, Massachusetts. There's nowhere else you will hear this story in this format, although over at freekeen.com you can get a text version of part of the story. I haven't had a chance to write up the rest of it quite yet because, like I said, my day's been swamped. I got home from this, and then I had to put the finishing touches on the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD and get that out to the shipping
cut.
The director's cut, the special edition. Get that out to the shipping shack to overnight it to the pressing folks, which I'm told, by the way, that the delivery date or the street date is actually going to be earlier than I expected, because I've missed a couple deadlines on this. Like, hey, I've never produced a DVD before, and we made some mistakes, and we had to correct them, and I thought we were blowing past deadlines, and that meant that it was going to be April before we saw this thing on DVD. It may end up being much sooner. I'm not going to announce a date yet because I don't have the firm date, but there's good news. So, I got home, I got all this Derek J DVD stuff to do, then finally grabbed a quick nap before the show. So I will have the rest of the post done probably later on tonight at freekeen.com, but I will summarize the remainder of the ridiculousness today at Palmer District Court as activists turned out to support me for what was just a pretrial hearing. I mean, normally pretrial hearings is where they give you a plea deal offer and then set another date, for your next court appearance.
Yeah.
So usually these things are pretty uneventful, but I was grateful to have a dozen activists from Keene, New Hampshire, and some places in Massachusetts come out to support me. That was awesome. There was huge conflict when folks tried to come in with video cameras. The video from that's going to be up at freekeene.com. Then finally, I went into the clerk's office as I was waiting for them to open the doors to the courtroom. And I wanted to make sure that the ACLU attorney had faxed in his appearance that morning. That's what I was told was going to happen, was that the ACLU attorney was going to fax in his appearance. That way they would know what's going on, and then, you know, they'd have the pretrial hearing.
So what does fax in your appearance? I mean, obviously he doesn't roll out of the fax machine, right?
If you're an attorney, you get the access to the fax machine. But okay. If you're a regular person, you don't get to fax things into the court. You have to bring them down there personally or use the mail system. So he got up early this morning and faxed in his appearance.
What does his appearance mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what you don't understand. Appearance is a legal term. So when somebody's appearing in court, they are appearing on your behalf if they are not you. So you can represent yourself, as it's called, or you can have someone else.
Representing you, his representation of you.
Right, but it's called filing an appearance when an attorney does that for you. So that's what he was doing. Supposedly. And that's why I went into the clerk's office. I wanted to make sure. I said, hey, you know, I'm Ian Freeman. I'm here. I've got this. I've got these motions I sent in. I wanted to make sure you'd receive them. The clerks seemed so uninterested. Like, they were just, busily flitting about the office, checking files and chit-chatting with one another. And I'm just kind of talking to myself at the at the front counter. I know they were listening. One of them looked at me and kind of responded here and there. Eventually, one of them managed to come over and give me a little bit of her effort to spend a little bit of time with me to see exactly what it was I was doing. And they asserted that they had not received any sort of notice from the ACLU. And I was like, well, okay, well, I guess I'll just go into the courtroom and take it on my own here, and we'll see what happens. I knew eventually they were going to get it, and I figured they already had it, but they're just incompetent and, you know, whatever.
Look through the faxes or something.
And so they open up the courtroom. People file in there. The courtroom's packed full of people, all kinds of innocent folks who never harmed anybody else, as usual. And so they finally, they're calling roll call, and then at one point the prosecutor gets up, and he, eyeballs me and takes me into the back room for what obviously was going to be a plea deal offer. That's how they do these things. They take you into a separate room, and they make you the deal you supposedly will take. And his offer was that they were going to drop the misdemeanor charge. I'm facing two disorderly conduct charges for recording video in a public place.
One a misdemeanor level, one a violation level?
One a town ordinance, yep. So the offer was, we'll drop the misdemeanor charge and if you plead guilty to the other charge. And I said, no, I don't take plea deals, so I'm not gonna do that. And I didn't do anything wrong on top of that. So I let him know that I was not going to move on that. He said okay, and he left. And then maybe about 10 minutes later, he eyeballed me again, and we went into the back room again. And this is how it works, usually, everybody, when you don't take a plea deal. If you don't take the first deal, the deal gets better.
Generally the case.
If they don't have a case, typically this means that, and a lot of times they don't have a case.
Well, it's not that they don't have a case. It's that they don't want to,
they don't want to present a case.
Shiftless government bureaucrats.
They're lazy. That's also a factor. But in a lot of times, Mark, and a lot of them, they don't have a case. And they're bluffing. And they can usually win by bluffing.
I don't want to speak to their side of it, but I would generally say that any negotiations, you never take the first deal.
Yeah.
If you, unless you're talking about negotiating with a family member or a friend where you want to keep good relations or something, but this is a government bureaucrat that's trying to send you to jail or empty your pockets.
That's right. So, and I'm not going to stand
for it. Don't take the first deal.
So he comes back to me and makes me another plea deal offer. This time he's got two of them that he's going to put on the table. The first one is actually a better variant than the one I'd originally offered them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the first day I was arrested, I offered them, hey, look, I don't usually take a plea deal, but I hate Massachusetts. I really don't want to come back here. How about I pay $50 to a local charity? We call this a day. That was my first offer, but I was willing to plead guilty to the town violation and then give them $50 to a charity and make it a day, call it a day. The judge denied that offer, and so I said at that point, well, let's go ahead and go to trial. Now this prosecutor comes back. His second offer to me is that, how about this? We'll dismiss both charges, so no plea deal. We'll dismiss both charges if you agree to pay $50 to a local charity.
So that was basically the last time you said you'd plead guilty as long as they you sent it to a $50
right. to a local
So he
charity. Came back when I said no to his first plea deal offer.
This is a different prosecutor that you had than you had made this offer to initially, right?
That's true.
Yep.
But obviously he knew what my original offer
Clearly.
Was. No prosecutor is going to come to you in court and say, "How'd you like to give $50 money to charity?"
No.
That doesn't happen.
Actually, sir, I'd like to counter that with, "How about you settle with me for $2 million?"
Right. And that was basically my response
and you
to
you
give
$50 to charity right out of your own pocket.
My response to him was basically, yeah, I might give money to the charity anyway after all is said and done, but we're going to go to trial on this because I was wronged. These police did the wrong thing. They arrested a cameraman.
You know, here in Massachusetts, your cops don't seem to be able to stop people with putting their hands on people with cameras, so I guess they're just going to have to be taught a lesson, and I guess it's going to have to be done on your watch, Mr. Prosecutor.
But I said that after he made the second offer, or the third, rather. The third offer was that instead of dismissing both charges and me paying $50 to the charity of my choice, that instead they would dismiss the misdemeanor version and we would go ahead and go to trial on the lesser version. So I said, that's the one that I'll take. That's fine with me. You can go ahead and dismiss the misdemeanor charge. That means they don't have enough
dismiss
evidence.
Whatever you want.
They believe they don't have enough evidence to get you on the misdemeanor charge, and they probably don't think they have enough evidence on the lesser one, but they're going to go for it anyway. So that's what we ended up agreeing
they
upon.
Might as well, because if they drop both charges, they basically have just given up and given you a false arrest situation.
But it turns out, Mark, that's what they ended up doing anyway. Not dropping both charges, but the false arrest situation. So when I originally was arrested, I received a police report from the officer who arrested me, Officer Tensar, talking about how disruptive I was in the hallway and that I was disrupting the process of the tax sale from going on behind a closed door when I was not talking very loud at all, except after the guy put his hands on me to arrest me. That's when I raised my voice. But that was the suggestion, that I was being disorderly in the hallway, and that's why he arrested me. And I received that police report at the time of arrest. Today, one of the motions I'd filed a month prior was for discovery. Now, when you file for discovery in a case, that means that the court attorney the prosecutor has to give you all their evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is you've got to give to me. It's discovery. So I was asking the judge, well, I filed these motions. When do you all have to act on them? Because it had been a month. And she pointed out that she doesn't really ever have to act on them. But the prosecutor did have discovery, and he delivered it to me in hand, as it's called. So he handed me the discovery. It was one sheet of paper. But it wasn't the report from Officer Tensar. So what was it? Well, I didn't know. I didn't take the time to read it because I was, you know, up in front of the judge. I didn't take the time to read it until I got home.
And this is where the real ridiculousness comes in.
Yep, that's right. 855-450. As if it weren't ridiculous enough, it gets worse.
They just turned over some important piece of evidence?
We'll find out here in a moment. Hour number two is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Harvard Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.